Kid, Morning the Wolf. Who is this?
This is Jackson Mickelson.
There's my boy right there. Come on, Jackson.
What's going on, my friend?
Playing country's best and waiting to talk to my buddy Jackson Mickelson. What are you doing?
I'm barely peeling myself off. I just got done working out, and I barely peeled myself off the floor to get to the phone to call you.
Look at you. Got to shed that quarantine 19, I think it is, right?
I've shed the 19 already, but now I have to get back in live show shape. And so, and we have a real high energy, you know, entertaining show. And so I'm like, man, I don't know if I've done that 90 minutes of straight cardio like my live show in a really long time. So I'm pushing myself so I can bring it for everybody.
All right. Well, you are bringing it, my friend. The Howlin' Inbone Concert Series. We've locked you in for July 17th in the Blackfoot Mountains just above Idaho Falls. Outdoor amphitheater, Steel and Joe's Bone. You've seen the pictures, man. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, it's going to be gorgeous. It's going to be complete. I mean, you're talking mid-July in Idaho? Yeah. Great way to bring live shows back. I'm so ready.
Well, we're ready for you, Jackson. And our history goes back a few years, man. When you brought the band out here, you drove from Corvallis, you broke down along the way, you got another vehicle, you made it here. I think it was like December. I mean, you braved the weather and the roads and everything to come bring it to Idaho Falls. You've been back a couple other times over the years, and it has just been a joy and a pleasure to not only watch your career and your family grow, but just to, you know, just to be your friend through it all, man. It's been awesome. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thanks, buddy. I really appreciate it. It's that's one of my favorite things about what I get to do is just building the relationships. And then it's not like you meet somebody one time and then it's, you know, it's over. It's like we get to build the whole career together and get to see what you guys are doing and get to come back and, you know, follow up with your family and all. It's really special. So I can't wait to be coming back and playing some music under a beautiful, beautiful landscape. It's going to be amazing.
Absolutely, man. It's our Howlin' and Bone concert series. Tim Duggar, who's a label mate of yours, he already sold out in May. We got Jeff Crosby coming in June. You'll be here in July. And then my buddy Matt Kerner is going to be here in August, and tickets are already on sale for your show. And you know, you talked about relationships, and when I think of you, I think of that beautiful family of yours. Last time we spoke, your single One Day had dropped, and it's such a personal song for you. Talk about that song.
Yeah, that song was, it couldn't have been timed better and worse.
That song
was just about, I'd been spending, you know, so much time on the road, and we had a slot, you know, kind of open in what I was writing. I didn't really have anything super family specific. And so I wanted to write it, and I had the idea, and I had kind of the musical idea in my head as I was driving in to write the song on Music Row. And it was one of those where I think I'd been so ready to write the song that it really fell out of me in about 45 minutes. And it was kind of like, here's this idea. And then the co-writers, we just kind of pieced it all together, and then we released it. And a week later, the world shut down. So it was one of those things where it was really special to put out a song about my family and then have the world shut down. And it's talking all about, you know, someday we'll be wishing for one day when they were young. And here has been a year of dropping kids off at school, picking them up, all of that kind of stuff. And just being, you know, the most present dad that I've ever been able to be with my job situation. And so it's been a hidden blessing for me to be able to live out that song every day.
He's Superman running down the hall. She's trying to put your makeup.
Jackson Mickelson in the Howlin' Inbone Concert Series Spotlight. That is One Day on the Wolf. Jackson, my friend, on the phone with us, and you actually recut another version of that song during the pandemic with Colin Ray.
Colin Ray is my bucket list hero. Like I always wanted to. I grew up on his music, and just he was Garth Brooks to me.
Yeah,
like,
man,
as far as I'm concerned, like that, he's just a hero, and I've had the chance to build a friendship with him over the last 10, 15 years. And so I knew when we were talking about doing a collaboration version, I was like, hey, can I text Colin and ask? And the label's like, sure. And so I just texted him the song, and he called me right back, and he's like, buddy, He's like, I love this song. This, he's like, I'm not blowing smoke at you. He's like, this is a song that I wish I could cut. And so he's like, I would be honored to sing on it with you. And so we got to have that whole experience in the studio and reminiscing and talking and creating, and it was just really special.
Yeah.
So, I was actually on the phone with him a couple of days ago, and he was just like, man, people have been talking to me about that song, and hopefully we can play a show together at some point and get to play it together.
Oh,
live.
My
That'd
gosh.
Be really sweet.
That would, hey, bring him along, man. We'll make room for him.
That's right. Colin, you're driving the bus.
If I had a magic wand, dude, I would make that happen. And he's not the only one you've done a collaboration with in the last year. You also put out this song with For King and Country and Hannah Ellis called Together. How did this trifecta come about?
This song is such a special song for me. I heard the song for the first time about 2 weeks into quarantine a year ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this is a song we need right now. And so I actually just worked it up acoustic, and I shot a little video, threw it up on Instagram, and then somehow the guys for King and Country heard my version, and so did the record label. And we're all on the same label. They're a pop Christian act. And I'm on the country, side.
Yeah.
But they heard it, and they were like, man, we should do a collaboration. And so we were just looking for that. We wanted a female involved. And so they had just signed Hannah Ellis. And so it all worked together, and then we figured out what better time to release it. And the response has been so cool, even internationally. They're from Australia. I'm about to head over to the UK here in a couple months. I'm just hearing so much buzz about that song, specifically internationally, which has been really cool. But that the heart of just, we are all in this together. Wherever we're at, a rising tide raises all ships.
Amen.
And so that's where we're at right now, and we need live music more than ever right now, I think.
I couldn't agree more. So here it is. For King and Country, Hannah Ellis, and my friend Jackson Mickelson, this is Together on The Wolf. For King and Country, Hannah Ellis, and our buddy Jackson Mickelson, that is Together on 96.1 and 102.1 The Wolf, and we are together again. Jackson on the phone in our Howlin' In Bone Concert Series Artist Spotlight. He's playing Steel in Joe's Bone, the Outdoor Amphitheater, coming up on July 17th. Those tickets are on sale right now. Only 100 tickets will be sold. By the way, thanks to our sponsors, Tile Trends, Muddy's Place, and Greenskeeper Landscape and Excavation. We appreciate all they're doing to make these shows happen. And, of course, our friends at Steel and Joe's Bone. Steelandjoesbone.com and wolfidaho.com. Get the tickets while you can. Hey, man, new music just in time for the show. This one is called Tip Jar. Tell us how this one came about.
Yeah, I had that title in my phone for 3 years, and I never knew how to write it. And I never knew the approach. Like, I didn't know if I wanted it to be like a message song, like, the world's a big old tip jar waiting on a little change or something. I had all these angles to approach it. And one day I sat down to get on a write on Zoom, a co-write, and he was, running a little bit late. And so I was like, I'm going to try to just figure out how I want to do this. And he ended up like being over an hour late. And so I pretty much just started writing the song. I was like, oh, that's kind of, I guess I'm going out tonight. And I was like, oh, that works. And so I was like, this might just be a harp in Nashville on Broadway. If you request a song, you throw $20 in the tip jar and you say the name of the song and the band will play it.
Yeah.
And so I was like, what if you're just replacing the memories of all those songs you had with your old love, and you're heartbroken. And so you're trying to make new memories and all that. So I'll toss a 20 in the tip jar was kind of the thought. And it seems like, man, it's been such a fun response from the fans. It's just a fun, heartbreak, easy going, make you smile type song. And I feel like that song going out right now is perfect timing. So it's been, and it feels kind of, summery and feels like the sunshine.
Yeah.
So it's going to be great.
Well, I can't wait to hear it live on the 17th of July at Steel and Joe's Bone, the Howlin' and Bone Concert Series. For the first time on The Wolf, man, go ahead and intro this song.
Hey, it's Jackson Mickelson, and here's my song, Tip Jar, on The Wolf.
Boys. Take my
playing all night long. Tell all my buddies I'm a misser if I just keep on playing all our songs. A reckless behavior, I gotta replace the memories we made here in this bar. And if the band can fix my broken heart, I'll toss a 20 in the tip jar. Yeah, if the band can fix my broken heart, I'll toss a 20 in the tip jar, tip jar.
Country's best, 96.1 and 102.1, The Wolf. His brand new song, Jackson Mickelson and Tip Jar. And Jackson's still with us, been hanging in the Howlin' in Bone artist spotlight this morning. And Jackson and I go way back, and it's okay, man. Bring your tip jar because we're going to fill that thing up. Howlin' in Bone concert series. You will be the third of four shows that are going to be at Steel and Joe's Bone on July 17th. Tickets are on sale right now. Only 100 tickets will be sold. SteelandJoeWolfIdaho.com. Jackson, my brother, thank you so much for calling in this morning. So excited for you and so excited to see you again live and in person. It's been too long.
Can't wait to be there with you and hanging out with the family. And we're going to have a big time, that's for sure.
Yes, sir. Jackson Mickelson, God bless you, brother. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Have a good one.